Previously on Do or Dice.
You know what? You two have fun. I have an errand of my own to run, and I'm going to head off toward that address.
No? He wants to drink with you, but he wants to get tossed back into slavery even more. Because it's definitely a trap.
It is definitely a trap.
So, Helen and Bo, what are you guys up to? You're trying to track Ordok and Jensen now?
I assume that by what she means about getting some is the Genasi. And then I also assume that Jensen probably assumed the same thing, and they were heading towards Lush. Since I don't know the address, so I'll just take the quickest route to the Crowls.
So as you get outside and looking around, trying to just, you know, orient yourself a little bit, you see a man who is wearing like these furry little robes and has almost, not cat ears, but curved, kind of sticking off his head. And he's kind of just walking around eating a banana.
I don't want to buy into your delusion about this. I pay him no mind. I'm going to, take off towards the Crowls.
So it is a nice long trek. So if you imagine a top-down view, an aerial view, if you would, of where you guys are located, we have Goshen almost to the general. You had the actual address for the Water Genasi.
Yep.
Hoping she's not working this evening. Roll me a flat d20.
All right. Why not? Flat d20 says 1. Natural 1.
Fantastic.
Damn it. I had this it takes scene you... planned out in my head where we walk in on you guys like doing something. And the whole party's there and we're like, oh, we found you. And she's not even going to be there.
And then Jensen and Ordok join. And
he's having a hide the pickle adventure.
Fanfic writes us off. Four-way.
Instead, I'm getting stabbed to death in an alley by Jack the Ripper. That's what that number one means.
So... about 2 hours of walking through everything, Goshen gets to the address. It's like a small little tenant building. You can walk through the front door, walk up a few stairs, and you're knocking on this small, not ADA compliant at all kind of door. It's small, maybe about like a foot and a half kind of size door, and you're knocking on this. No one's answering. And you're just knocking. And there's no answer.
I'm going to take some paper out of my backpack and some of my cartographer tools, and I'm going to write a note. What the hell would I say? Sorry, I missed the booty call. It'll be something along the lines of like, stopped by to see you, but I guess you were working. Unfortunately, I can't make it to the Lush, so I'm going to head back to the inn before my friends start worrying. Because as far as I know, that's where you all are. So
it's just like a whole circle.
This is awesome.
And then I'm going to leave her the name of the inn that I'm staying at in a smiley face. And I'm a cartographer. It's a good smiley face.
It is. It is an emoji of the times, of the ages. The first smiley face emoji.
Damn right.
The second
right,
so
as a cartographer,
spawned.
You didn't write a map to the inn. You just write a really good smiley face.
Yeah, because this is a massive city. There's probably 7 or 8 inns called that in every district. Shit. You didn't even leave a district number?
That's a good point.
It's a really nice smiley face, though.
It's gorgeous smiley face.
I love to think that these are all just like voices on his shoulder.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, good point. Listening to the voices, I write the district number that I'm in, I guess. I don't know how to notate where I am in a big city, so. And a crude map.
District. It's like, So as it is in, you know, the States, at least, I'm sorry, Ben. It's, you know, address, city, I'm sorry, address, city, state. So it's like the address, the tavern haven in the district.
Okay. I notate it thusly.
You guys are in the what?
Merchant district.
Merchant district.
Thank you. Dear God, wow, that is far away from the crowds.
Yeah.
It's literally the opposite side of our the city. Choice.
It is.
Yeah.
Damn.
I was looking at that. I'm like, we need to go. Like, the quickest way wouldn't be through. Like, it would just be straight through. Like,
honestly, be a ferry.
Yeah.
Take a ferry from the crowds up, which is hard and more expensive because you're going upstream.
What time is it, roughly?
It is probably about maybe 7, 8 o'clock, and you're on the crowds.
It's not probably... There's probably, like, not a bench nearby.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, cool. I'll just hang out for a little bit. Not too long, but I don't
the
know.
Crowds used to be kind of a... at one point in time, probably a decade and a half ago, it tried to be, like, the art district of Ironclad.
Oh.
So there used to be, like, street vendors around. Imagine, like, food trucks, but food carts. So the crowds used to be part of a backstory sideline. The crowds and the narrows used to be part of, used to be one district before it separated. After the quarantine of the Red Death, it was the Crowlows. First, the narrows separated, a small sliver of people who had not contracted the Red Death after a year. The crowds followed about a year after. So the crowds are a little bit bigger than the narrows, of course, because the narrows is narrow. But majority of the Crowlows, as it was kind of an art district. They were trying to become more than just a slummish kind of area that beggars came to. And they were trying to, they had theater, at least a theater, kind of a food carts, various vendors, art shows. It was kind of, if you were Vincent van Gogh, you'd live here.
Bohemian, man. I like it. I want
to exactly. It was a very bohemian kind of. It was at the end of Central River. It was the last district before you left. It had no ports just because of how the geography was. But it was literally the last district before you left. So people would sometimes jump off the ship and just be in the Crowlows, or now the Crows. So there are benches, kind of like old like monuments to like statues and things. It's an odd kind of area now, since it's now mostly associated with a slum kind of section. But Arcros is, you know, trying to build it back up.
Okay. So cool. Did you say the Narrows was the only part that was like not affected by the Blood Plague at first?
No. They were the first section to be released from quarantine.
Okay.
Yeah. When it was the Crowlows, they separated a section that had remained clean for a year, and it became the Narrows. It was a very small section. Then a year later, after kind of the founding of the Narrows,
so the Narrows was like the experimental, like, can we let these people back in kind of thing?
Okay. Basically, yes. And then a year later, the Crowlows followed suit.
All right.
But the Viceroy at the time couldn't deal with one district in quarantine, one district free. It was too much for him to kind of deal with.
Okay. I got it.
And real quick, just to explain the logic. I figure since it's like 7 or 8, she's either ending her shift or starting her shift, and I'm just going to hang around long enough to figure out which.
But okay. Not too long to seem too desperate.
Precisely.
Because you want to play a little hard to get, but you don't want to think like she don't like it at all.
Exactly.
But there's no time stamp on this message. So she might not know when you slid it under the door.
That's fine. That's
could
okay.
be 10 minutes. It could be 10 hours.
She'll assume the best, like whatever she wants to think. So that's a good thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Thanks, little Jensen.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Jensen should not give you advice. Ever. On anything.
Very fair.
So Goshen is sitting, I mean, this is probably a good 7-8 blocks away from Lush.
Okay.
A bit more south side. I mean, the further south you go, the more tall tenement buildings exist. The more, you know, townhouses, not townhouses, apartment buildings, complexes, things like that. As many people as they can squeeze into a small area, imagine a Japanese love hotel or capsule hotel.
Okay.
It's gotcha. A lot of small little rooms meant for one purpose.
Gotcha.
So we will catch back up with Jensen and Ordok. Jensen drunkenly stumbling through the areas or districts. Which route are you taking, Jensen?
The direct one. I don't know what that might be, but however, I know that we didn't go the proper way the first time.
No,
we were looking
no.
for a fight. So, but we're not going to take that this time because I.
Are you going to? There is a ferry from the Market District to the Crowlows. Would you probably take that?
No, that costs money.
It does cost money. So it will take you through a couple of districts.
And I just want to make it clear. I may be drunk, but I could take them. I could take any of them. I'm telling Ordok, I could take any of them. I'm not telling them who them are, but I could take them.
So you progress from the Merchant District down through Central, down through Seabreeze into the Crowls. It takes you guys probably about maybe 2-2.5 hours to make this trek. And Lush is hopping. It is it's a crazy night.
I'm looking for that girl.
Run me a perception check.
And if I can't find her, I'm gonna find the bartender that I owed money, but we should have paid, I think, last time I was here. 24 perception.
After maybe about 20 minutes of looking around, it is like I said, it is crazy in here this evening. You do happen to find the Wadid Genasi Bridget. She's waiting a few tables. Imagine like a 1920s vibe. All the women, all the men are wearing kind of like the flapper outfits. And yes, bowler hats.
Nice.
It is a thing.
That's definitely not like from the 20s though, right?
It is in this
world. We're mixing timelines.
Jordan likes it. Jensen doesn't. I'm all about that. Like that looks. I like that look. Pinstripes and like bowler hats and all that stuff. Look cool. Jensen doesn't like being clean.
I mean, the Syndicate is definitely more mafia, as the Cabal is definitely more street thug.
I see Bridget or whatever. Mm-hmm. What is she? A water genasi?
Water genasi.
Okay. I'm gonna grab her by the collar. Like, I do.
Huh?
I'm pretty drunk. Where do you live?
I'm sorry, Seth, but... And she's going to go through this regular routine of dismissing you before she realizes...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know me.
You're one of his friends.
I'm looking for the monkey man. Where'd he go?
I haven't seen him all evening.
He was trying to see you.
And you're going to see, it's very subtle, but her cheeks are going to go a little bit red.
I'm going to, like, take her with both hands now. I know you know where he is.
At this point, a couple of large, you're not quite sure whether they're half orcs or three-quarter orc. They're going to start closing in slowly around you, about three of them.
I'm going to let go. I'm going to get in a defensive stance.
I'm going to, like, put my hand on Jensen's shoulder and just be like, hey, easy. She doesn't know where he is. Well, it's fine.
At this point, Bridget's going to kind of hold up her hands.
It's okay. No, he's okay.
That's right. Back off. Man, I need a drink.
And she...
I haven't seen him. I mean,
And she's going to be a little bashful.
I gave him my address. yesterday evening. But I haven't seen him yet. He was coming to see me tonight.
You can see she's kind of like a little bit higher pitched at the end, like excitement.
Yes. I think. No, right now, not tonight. Is it night?
It is getting late evening, no. Early
I know
night.
It's night.
And you can see her eyes are going to get a little bigger, like,
darn it.
I could have been late tonight, but I didn't fucking work.
We've all been there.
Yep. Cut that out for sure. My parents might listen to that.
Why, are you like some sort of celibate to your parents then?
No, but I don't need them to know anything. I get that. I think we all know, but we just like to keep a silent vow.
I mean, I'm married and I'm still celibate. As far as my parents know.
We got to stop talking. We're on a recording.
Yeah, damn you, Trent.
Perfect. Hang on. Gotta all get this on recording for our parents. I've never had sex. Ever. What's a woman?
Never.
Me neither. I've never had sex either.
You just stay with your son. Anyways.
She's gonna look. She's very much both excited and like, aww.
I look over at Bridget and I say, we're trying to find him. Wait. Why are we trying to find Goshen?
I
look over back
I
to
him. Have to watch him.
But, what? Why?
Reasons.
That's not
if
actually.
I don't, I might be killed.
Oh, shit.
Or, like, hit. I don't know.
But, why?
My boss said to do it.
That's very not chill.
Did Ordok just say that's very not chill?
That's not very cash money of you.
Oh my god.
I like Ordok when he's drinking. That's good.
Calms I love the this fire the drunken inside. Adventures. Ordok and Jensen.
Oh my god, yes.
John, I roll a 15 to see if I figure out what this bar is yet.
Oh, it starts to make a little more sense. You see on stage, there's this, again, same guy from the night before. This tiefling guy in pretty much just a jock strap. And he's playing the fiddle like nobody's fucking business. But he also has a bunch of like maybe 4 to 6 backup dancers between female and male. Maybe various races here and there. A couple of tabaxi women, not quite Goliath men, but whatever that they are, they're like ripped and huge in both manners of the word.
So he's playing a fiddle or
his fiddle? A fiddle. But his fiddle is on display. And you're seeing a few like sections where there's maybe someone dancing, female, male, and it's just...
Oh, I forgot this was slowly, ladies' night.
Slowly starting to click in Ordok's head that this might be slightly more than a tavern.
But very bacchanalian tavern.
I'm just going to also sort of mid-sentence as I'm trying to figure out what Jensen's talking about. Just stop and like look at the stage and look around. This place has gone downhill.
I had to mute my microphone.
Oh, right. We were trying to find Goshen because you have to watch him. And I'm just going to glance back at the stage again. What?
Orlok starts to have feelings he's never felt before. his leathers get tight. He doesn't know how to explain it.
Anyway,
I'm just gonna look back at Jensen's. He's clearly not here. Let's go.
No, he's at her place.
But
he's
I'm not at
locked
place.
In your basement.
I don't have a basement.
You don't.
No.
I don't know where he's at, Orduk.
We need to go collect our friend. Can you let us know where you live?
Didn't take long, did it? Found out it's a stripper bar and he's already asking for addresses. Sly, Orduk, sly.
I don't feel exactly comfortable just handing out my address.
Yeah, I get that. I get that a lot.
If you tell me where you are, I could send a note when I see, if I see him.
That makes sense. We're staying at the Haven in the Market District, but like, damn, that's far away. We might move.
I'm also pretty sure Goshen knows we're staying at the Haven.
And we're looking for him. It's important.
If I see him, I'll let him know.
I could lose my ass.
She's gonna kind of do like a little. You're gonna see her eyes are gonna wander down towards your ass.
Are you trying to steal my ass?
No. Her hands are gonna go up like, no, by all means.
Good. Could you get me a drink?
Yeah, me too, please.
It's on my tab. I paid it this time, so he shouldn't send me a dagger.
That's not why he sent you a dagger in the first place.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
No, he sent you a dagger to go meet with Dagger.
I thought he sent us a dagger because we hadn't paid our tab yet, and he was angry.
No! He sent a dagger to let us know that Dagger was
my intelligence
for
is
us.
9.
I forget that I'm the smartest one in here.
At least of that group.
I honestly thought he said it was dark because he's mad at us because we haven't been our tap yet. We had like hundreds of gold.
I would have thought that us going to meet Dagger right after that would have been
look,
like
a dagger can mean a lot of things. And then when I think of like you want to send somebody a message, you have like a note pinned to a dagger. We already knew we were meeting Dagger. Why did I need
Except
a...
Except we know someone named Dagger.
We already knew we were meeting him, though. I didn't need a dagger to tell me that I was going to go meet Dagger. I wanted a drink, and he sent me a dagger.
Yeah, to go meet with Dagger.
But I still wanted the drink.
A guy named Dagger, who we went there to see in the first place.
Children. We're telling a story. You got a drink.
Done with you.
I wanted the drink, and he gave me a dagger.
I miss Jerry.
You smarter. I also miss Jerry.
You've gotten dumber since you started playing Jensen. I miss Jerry.
So what the hell? Like, where did we even stop? I don't know.
I'm sitting outside of an apartment waiting for a while before I head
Jensen
back.
And I are drinking again.
Jensen asked for a drink, so we're just going to respond.
If you two would like to grab a table, I can escort you to one, and I can get you some drinks from... Frederick.
I'm sorry.
I'm still getting used to calling him Fitz.
Is there a bar? Like, just a regular... Like, we don't have to take a table. We can just go to the bar, right?
There's always a bar.
Perfect.
It's right here.
I'm gonna go to the bar.
Behind the bar, as always, you will see the gnome, Frederick Fitzsimmons.
Hey, buddy, I need a drink.
You always want a drink.
Yeah, but I need one, too.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
He's with me.
That doesn't mean shit to me.
I say, well, he's with me. I point to Jensen.
That means even less.
We're together. Wait, no.
Oh!
No.
Jensen!
Don't you start spreading that shit.
I didn't know
I know
you.
How you are.
All right.
I need a drink, goddammit.
What the fuck do you want?
You know, cheap and a lot of booze.
Like your women, like you like your alcohol. I see how it is. Or men, rather.
He's gonna grab something, a couple of glasses from the back, and just one of the casks, and just tap it. Two drinks slide in my. He didn't even ask Ordok what the fuck he wanted. He's just gonna slide it in front of you.
I'm assuming it's a normal protocol. Add it to your tab. Yes. Should I inform anyone that you're here or drinking on your free time?
Shit! And I slam my hands on the table. We gotta find Goshen.
That didn't answer my question. I don't know what the fuck a Goshen is.
Not you. And I turned to Ordok.
So she said that she would let Goshen know where we are later.
Yeah, I remember. I go back to my drink.
So, am I informing anyone you're here? Oh, free time.
Shit, I forgot we gotta go find Goshen. That might go on for a loop for a couple times.
At this point in time, go ahead, Bo and Helen. Roll me a flat d20, both of you.
8.
Takes you guys a little longer than normal. To the amount of guards on the street. One or two times they recognize you as a description, but you manage to get away just from... You know the back alley is a little better than some of the guards do, depending on what area you're in. Once you hit the crowds, the guards don't mess with you. They know a little better. Well, they're under someone's payroll. But you get to Lush... And roll me a perception check, Helen, because you can see over some people's heads better than Bo does.
15.
You see at the bar an Ordok and a Jensen.
There they are. Bo, come on. I rush up to the bar. Where the fuck have you guys been?
I cheers them.
We've been here.
You're not supposed to be moving, for one.
Oh, shit! We gotta find Goshen.
What do you mean, find Goshen?
He's gonna come back to the good Helen's place.
Yeah, well, I remember. You didn't even tell me.
What do you mean? You're supposed to be watching him.
Yeah, but he left.
You're an idiot. Where'd he go?
You're an idiot.
Don't say
that. He went to go get laid.
By that Genasi chick?
Yeah, that one right there. Not Twitter.
Wait, if he went to get laid, then why is he gone and she's here?
She gotta work.
I walk over and I grab her. Where do you live?
She look at you. Look over at Jensen.
We've been over this. I'm not telling you where I live. If I see him, I'll send word to the Haven.
He might be dead. Where do you live?
Why would he be dead?
Shut up.
No, tell me
where he lives.
Why would he be dead? And you can see she's physically aggravated.
Why would he be dead?
And at this point, Jensen and Ordok know that their drinks, kind of in front of them as they're going to go take a sip, some of the alcohol, some of the liquid in it is starting to float in the glass.
That's weird, not drinking.
Why would he be dead?
So, like, aggravated how?
She's like, imagine you're just pissed off to a significant other. She's aggravated at you. Her voice is raised. Why would he be dead?
Well, because there's someone out there murdering a bunch of people, and he's a drunk idiot wandering the streets. So, why don't you tell me where you live, because that's probably where he went, and so we could go check to see if he's dead.
She's going to give a look over the fits.
Tell madam it's an emergency. I have to go.
And he's just going to nod, like a sharp one just nod, yes. And she's going to...
Isn't it her first day? She's going to be good.
I think it's the third day now.
Second day. Second day, third, as yeah. far as you guys know.
Let's go.
Okay, whilst we're... What's the decor in this place?
Oh, it's very 1920s Chicago for some god unknown reason. You see that there's like a giant fucking chandelier in the middle place dropping through all five floors of this establishment. At the front end is a gorgeous, like, Broadway-style stage. Lights at the very front of it, focusing up towards the main talent, whoever is up there. In one corner, back towards the entrance, is a fucking-ass gorgeous grand piano. It's the definition of Chicago 1920s. She's going to look at Helen.
Come with me. If you want to live. No.
Go to the bar and like grab the two by the collar and then, you know, let's go.
Taking my cup with me.
I'm the child here for that.
I don't care.
Oh, no shit. But she's going to start running out, just shoving people to the side. It's causing a little bit of commotion, but a lot of the bouncers, the three-quarter orcs, are just going to, at some point in time towards the end, are going to start grabbing people and shoving them to the side as all five of you book it out.
Very important. Did Orda grab his drink?
That is very important.
I would have left it at the bar. I grabbed Bulldog's drink too.
Cut.
This is,
don't waste alcohol.
This is more than just a booty call. Like, as we're running, like, I'm getting very suspicious of this chick because she had an interaction with him for about 30 seconds. And she's like really invested in this and making a huge deal out of it.
It's love at first sight, man.
It happens.
Well, I obviously lied to her.
Oh, it's no shit.
Because, you know, he's not the person that was dead, and that was in the Arcane District. I was just trying to get her address out of her, but she freaked out way too much to make this just like a normal, like, you know, hookup thing. So I'm kind of, I don't know, since we're not like in combat, but just like kind of preparing myself for like an action or preparing myself for something to happen, mm-hmm. in the sense of like if we get there and she turns out to be, you know, like this season's big bad or whatever, I can just put her down before anything
happens. I would like to one shot, you know, the boss of the season.
Well, I'm saying that now just because right now it's innocuous and this is all kind of, you know, whimsical, whatever, but just before it's confirmed that she's like the bad guy, she's trying to capture Goshen when, you know, turn, you know, everything evil or whatever it is, I'm not sure, I just want to have that kind of my bow out in the kind of rolled up position to where I just need to, like, you know, do it and just drop it and, you know, just put an arrow just like just in a split second. So I'm preparing myself to kill whatever starts happening if this goes sideways, because I really don't trust this situation.
So we're going to cut to Goshen. You've been sitting on this bench outside of her flat probably about 45 minutes to an hour. What would you do?
I'm asleep on the bench.
I'm like full on horizontal or just neck back vertical?
Probably full horizontal. Staff.
Oh shit. Tucked. You're a bum.
Okay. I'm a bum, yeah. My staff is tucked in my pants securely. It vibrates if people who want to do harm to me get within 20 feet anyway, but still.
Is it in the front or the back of your pants?
It's a mystery.
Because he mentioned that.
Oh! wait.
It's the mystery, isn't it? But no, I'm asleep.
So you're asleep horizontal on this bench, probably on the opposite street from Bridget Breeze's flat.
Yep. I was very drunk before I left. I thought, you know, I'm going to sit. Maybe she'll walk by. And then I fell asleep because I'm drunk. Again.
Probably 20 minutes are going to go by. And the rest of the group, plus Bridget, is going to start running down a side street and pop out not far from Goshen. She's going to rush up and just grab you.
He's dead.
You said he might be dead.
I might be dead? I don't think so.
And it's going to be weird. She's going to just like wrap her arms around whatever part of you she can.
Thank God. Thank the gods.
Hello. What's going on? Not that this isn't nice.
I'm going to point and look at Jensen. Found him.
Good eye. Good eye.
Right? Okay. Hello. Why might I be dead?
We had to find you so Jensen wouldn't die.
What? Why would Jensen die?
I don't actually know.
Lose your ass.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is going on?
Helen, tell him I'd lose my ass.
He'd lose his ass like that. Okay, here's what we're going to do before I lose my ass. And then I make you all lose your asses. We are all going to take a nice, quiet, calm stroll back to Lush, where we will get rooms and we will go to sleep for the night. Because you guys are all a bunch of drunk idiots. Before you get yourself killed, you're going to bed.
Bridget's going to kind of turn and look. Is this including me? Or can I just go
yes,
home?
Yes, you're coming too.
I mean, you know, they have double beds there. There's always an opening.
I think you should go back to work, shouldn't you?
I guess I probably should go back to work.
You can see me on your break.
I can also see you after.
Or you can go back to your apartment and he'll go to his room. And maybe when he has a
Helen. Helen. Can I talk to you? Can I talk to you? Over here. Right here. My bro. Yeah. I've had a lot to drink.
Okay.
And I'm holding it back right now because it's right there. You know, right here. I'm like pointing at my throat. Goshen's about to, like, you know.
Okay. And I kind of, like, have my arm around him. I'm going to walk up to Goshen. I'm going to pull out one of the sleep darts that Bo gave me, and I'm going to poke him in the arm.
Oh, no. I resist that 100%. I'm not getting poked by anything.
And it's just kind of like I have it in my hand, and I'm just going to, like, kind of, let's go, Goshen, and just kind of get in his arm.
Goshen! Romy, what is your passive perception?
16. My passive perception is 16.
You see 13. As Helen pulls a sleep dart and starts moving towards you.
Nope. Slap hand.
And yeah, you kind of slap it out of his hand.
And then I slap at his hand where it was. Helen, my friend Helen.
All right, I'm going to go pick it up. Okay.
You're the one trying to
stab
people.
He's got a point.
Chill.
Is this sleep dart?
I was trying to sober him up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that yet.
That's all.
I don't get poked with anything.
You don't know it's a sleep dart.
Ah, shit. I'm out of beer.
This is medicine. This is medicine that Boolin gave me.
Insight check the shit out of that. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
Inside it.
You're being such a cock block right now.
That's a 21.
Oh, insight. Shit. Yeah, you know that's a fucking lie.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going anywhere with you. I'll stay.
All right.
I'm still like hanging on Helen.
You stay.
Like, Helen,
I don't care.
You're being a cock block.
What?
Stop it.
I know. I'm at this whole time, I'm like staring at her, gauging her reaction. Grisha
is, you can see she's,
because I still don't trust her.
During this whole conversation, after Goshen says he's staying, she's going to come up and kind of just, it's weird. She's kind of just going to push into, like, underneath Goshen's arm. Just like, it's okay. He's staying with me.
See, I was right going to go to the lunch. You blew it. You tried to stab me with something. I was going to go.
Roll me a constitution saving throw. Me? Or Doc. Yeah, sorry.
Bo's here. He could be a voice of reason.
Yeah, Bo could be the voice of reason.
17.
You're drunk, but not sickly drunk.
I never thought I would say this, but Helen has a point. Goshen, we should stick together.
I was going to. And then he tried to poke me. I don't want to be anywhere near him. What's in this dart?
That's fair.
Give me the dart. Let me poke you with the dart. Is it medicine? Let's see. Poke yourself. And I know when I'm in danger.
I'm not drunk. You're going to be in a lot more danger if you don't just come with me. I'm after you. It's my job to make sure that you're alive.
Why? Wait, no, why? Why is it your job to make sure I'm alive?
We've already been over this, like, 2 days ago.
I'm gonna stand up and get in between Goshen and Helen and just be like, all right, Helen, you've done enough. I've got this. Step back. I turn back to Goshen and just be like, we probably should stick together. I look back actually at Jensen and be like, why do we need to stick back together?
I'm on the bench that he was on. Laying down.
Can I stand on the bench and stand up and just say, listen, I've been running around following Helen all night, chasing you lot. I don't know why. I don't know where we're going. Helen shot a man's arm off. There's a dead person. I'm tired. We've been up all night. You lot are drunk. Let's go back to Lush. Let's get some rooms and let's go to sleep. I'm sick of it.
Helen's room is as far away from me as possible. I don't trust him.
Listen, that dart's nothing. It just would have put you to sleep. I think he was just trying to make you go, you know, without questions, because we're in trouble.
Why are we in trouble?
Helen shot a man.
Who did you kill?
Helen shot a man.
Because I killed him.
A guard.
It was a city guard. And I blew his arm off.
So why am I safer with you?
Because we're in my district. And right now, you're nobody. In fact, you kind of stick out like a sore fucking thumb, being as you're a giant fucking blue monkey. And without me, or Jensen, but let's be honest, me right now, you are unprotected in a place where people are going to want to kill you. So, trust me or not, you and the bunch of idiots that are surrounding me right now, other than Bo, are coming back to Lush. Whether you want to or not.
Before Helen killed a guard, he was telling us about someone who got chopped up. And they couldn't even work out how many people had been chopped up.
Which was another reason I wanted to find you guys, because next to our contact, someone was surgically filleted open.
Lead with that. Okay, let's go.
Also, for the record, I'm not under your protection.
Exactly. If anything, Archer boy, you're under our protection.
We can sort that out in the morning. I'm tired.
Right. Let's just send for our things and stay at the Lush. All of our contacts are around here anyway. Why are we trekking across the city?
That's a really good point. Let's go back to Lush. And you, lady, you're supposed to be at work. Come with us, else you're going to get fired. It's your second day. Come on.
You have a point.
I know.
What the fuck happened?
Come on, then.
What is all this? I just went to someone's house. I was just start walking back toward Lush rambling.
Bruta's going to be right at Gosha's side, kind of leading him back towards Lush.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you want to keep up on everything Do or Dice, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or join us in our Discord. You can find all of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios on doordicepodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe, and please leave a review. We appreciate all of them. See you next week. Same dice time, same dice channel.